Not Dead Enough by Peter James. Read by Neil Pearson. Darkness took a long time to arrive, but it was worth the wait. And besides, time was not a problem for him. Time, he'd come to realize, was one of the things you have plenty of in life when you've little else. He was time rich, near on a time billionaire. Shortly before midnight, the woman he was following turned off the dual carriageway and drove into the lonely glow of a BP filling station forecourt. He halted his stolen van in the unlit slip road, fixating on her brake lights, glowing red for danger. 71% of murder victims were killed by someone they knew. The question was, how many of those 71% knew they were about to be murdered? Do you, lady? He blew her a silent kiss. In the warm summer night air, Katie Bishop tossed her untidy flame-red hair away from her face and yawned, feeling tired. Actually, beyond tired, exhausted, but very, very nicely exhausted. She struggled, as usual, to get the filler cap off her BMW, then stared at the words premium and super, trying to remember which one the car took. She could never get it right. If she put in premium, Brian criticized her for putting in petrol that was too low grade. If she filled up with super, he got annoyed with her for wasting money. She held the nozzle in one hand, squeezing the trigger hard. Increasingly, Brian irritated her. She was tired of the way he fussed about stupid little things, like the position of his toothpaste on the bathroom shelf.